A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. What do you do when you believe you've discerned the truth, but nobody agrees with you? In fact, they give you a hard time, even those closest to you or the people in your church. In this gospel passage, Jesus is headed towards his destiny in Jerusalem, to the defining moment of his life. He knows that he must go. In fact, it says that he is resolute, meaning more literally, he set his face. He and his followers plan on the hospitality of the Samaritans on the way. But the Samaritan elders do not agree with his journey to Jerusalem, and they are not hospitable. Jesus is not resentful, and he quashes the disciples' desire for revenge. Jesus is resolute. In the first reading, Job also has a difficult journey in life, and he laments as only Job can do. He is miserable, and his friends' well-meaning advice make it worse. When St. Dominic traveled the earth, it was the same for him. He lived during a time of great heresies, and the Catholic Church believed the way to counter those heresies was to institute the Crusades. St. Dominic also found it important to correct heresy, but set out against the prevailing winds, not participating in the Crusades, but starting a journey of itinerancy, mendicancy, and evangelization. St. Dominic was resolute. Is there a hard decision you've made through prayer and study, and people aren't helpful or supportive? Isn't it tempting just to go along with the program instead and not rock the boat? Why should we do anything that's different from the ordinary? It'll just create more problems, right? Smooth sailing it is not. It involves working at not being angered by the opposition, those Samaritans who are not hospitable. They can drag us down, chip away at our resolution. To be resolute means to move forward and not look back. Bede Jarrett, an English Dominican, described the life of fellow travelers this way. You are being driven by the relentless hand of God. You do not realize that you are being driven along and you try to settle down. This means infinite pain and great dissatisfaction. You are a traveler. You must not settle down. You meet people and come in contact with them, and then you never meet them again. All life is like that. But supposing all the time we had known that we were just journeying and had remembered that here was not the end, we should not so easily have been hurt by life. Truthful journeys of conscience often feel lonely. So we must stop and pray along the way, listening to fellow travelers from the past, separated from us only by time, and you'll know that you are not alone. But most of all, remember that you cannot be alone, because as Bede Jarrett said, God's relentless hand is in it, guiding you along.